ounce of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I love this product. I mean, it's fantastic. I'm a polio survivor, and I'm a microbiologist, and I teach microbiology at a college. And one of the problems with post-polio syndrome, and I research it, is fatigue. I have no fatigue because of Balance of Nature. And you can tell, Dr. Howard, I'm still teaching, and I'm 82. And the only reason I can get up in the morning, get into a car, and with one good leg drive 40, 50 miles to school and come back 2-3 days a week is because of Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
To the point, I'm currently the chairman of a biotechnology company in North Carolina selling a COVID-19 test, and you might say I know a little bit about all this. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings, obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. Social distancing is also useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. Enclosures have had such terrible unintended consequences. Everywhere should be open tomorrow, as was stated in the Great Barrington Declaration that I circulated prior to this meeting. And a word on testing. I do want to emphasize that I'm in the business of testing for COVID. I do want to emphasize that positive test results do not, underlined in neon, mean a clinical infection. It's simply driving public hysteria, and all testing should stop unless you're presenting to hospital with some respiratory problem. You've got to get a grip on this. The scale of the response that you're undertaking with no evidence for it is utterly ridiculous given the consequences of acting in a way that you're proposing. All kinds of suicides, business closures, funerals, weddings, etc., etc. It's simply outrageous. It's just another bad flu. And you've got to get your minds around that. Let people make their own decisions. You should be totally out of the business of medicine. You're being led down the garden path by the chief medical officer of health for this province. I'm absolutely outraged that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Yep, I love it. Yep. That was a shorter version. Boy, what a guy. Dr. Roger Hawkinson from Canada, who, by the way, has a company that spits out the COVID tests, and he's saying it's all nonsense. And there's a lot of people going along with this. There's a lot of doctors that are speaking out right now. And I played earlier in the show twice a Netherlands group of doctors that have come out. And their clips are just as powerful. I mean, here's part of that. Let me play this for you. This is doctors in Netherlands that talked about 87,000 nurses saying we will not administer that vaccine or take that vaccine. They don't want any part of that vaccine coming. 87,000 nurses and all of these doctors. And so this was a group of doctors sitting at a table. Here's the spokesman doctor of the doctor group. Here you go.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands. And I want to state that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer, because we now know that it is a normal flu virus, and the normal flu virus isn't on list A. So we are also starting a lawsuit to the state of the Netherlands to bring this in with a large group of doctors and a really large group of nurses also, because we have contact with 87,000 nurses that do not want the vaccine that is being prepared for us. I want to state, if there is no pandemic, I am wondering why our kids are in schools with masks. There's absolute constitutional rights, and they cannot be infringed or inflicted for any medical reason. There's no reason for panic. Also in the medical practice, there's no reason for panic. The panic is created by these false positive PCR tests. 89% until 94% of those PCR tests are false positive. They don't test for the COVID-19, and also the rest is false negative. So we have to look at clinics. We have to start looking at clinic. Medical doctors have to stop looking at those tests. That's very important. Let's go back to the clinics and to the facts.
So why are we all playing along? Why is the medical community in America playing along with this? Not the frontline doctors. There have been many doctors that have said this is all hogwash, but for a large part, you've got a lot of people playing along. So welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I have Uncle Milty with me today.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, there are a bunch of people who think they're ugly and like wearing a mask.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks for that explanation. I posed a question going out of the last break. You know, I was looking at these people wearing masks, and they're going to every sort of crazy extent to sort of one-up each other on, I'm the better and more kind person in America, and that's why I'm wearing this mask. It's like virtue signaling on steroids now.
Yep.
And so you've got people that are more than happy to wear it at home. You've got people more than happy to be told what to do. And so, you know, I remember it. I'm not a fan of Dan Rather, but I remember a clip of Dan Rather being asked why he got into journalism. And the reason was because, well, money, no. But the reason was because of curiosity. He said, I was always curious, okay? And I find myself being very curious all the time about everything. I want to know why A goes into B and B goes into C. And I want to know what in the world is going on, especially when things don't make sense. Especially like the crazy rules of COVID, right? The election fraud. I mean, I don't know which is the bigger fraud. You tell me. Anyway, so probably COVID. So I'm curious and I want to know. So why aren't people curious like that? Why in the world do they like being told what to do? Is it that, or is it, well, that's medical, so I couldn't possibly learn anything about that. I couldn't possibly know about that. That's over my head, over my pay grade. And so they just go, you're a medical person, you tell me what to do. I don't know, which is it? What do you think it is?
I think it's another thing.
What?
There's a bunch of people in this country who have figured out a great scam.
Mm-hmm.
They wear the mask and they find older people to go up to them and say, look, I'm wearing this mask to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do get COVID, do you have any kids? Or do you need somebody to leave your wealth to?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
It's a lighthearted approach here.
Yeah.
I was listening to you earlier about when you go into public places and people with masks act as if they're better than you. And it reminded me of that cartoon I used to see when I was a child with Dr. Seuss, and they had stars upon thars. You remember that?
I do. Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's kind of a lesson in social...
Yeah.
I think it kind of goes with what's happening.
Yeah, you're right.
We don't have stars upon stars when we don't wear our masks.
Yeah.
So we're rejected.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, I love that.
Oh,
hey, thank you. Really appreciate that call. You know, and I'm looking around and people are wearing them alone outside and they're doing all these crazy things still after all these months. They don't even care that it started out as 14 days. They don't even care. It's like, you just tell us what to do. I was looking at comments, even on a governor in my state made a statement. And so there were all these comments underneath. And it was like they were begging the governor to tell them what to do. And I sat there and I thought, what is it about people? And I'm really asking this question. What is it about people that don't want to know any of the details? They just don't. The fear is enough. And they go, okay, well, you just made me fear, and I'm good there. I stop. No more critical thinking will I possess now. It's like, I'm fearful. You've made me afraid. End of discussion. I guess I just know so many people, like even Uncle Milty, who go, now, wait a second. Now, why are we fearing? But there's a lot of people that don't say, why do we fear? What's going on? Is it a real fear? It's just, you told me to be fearful. I'm going to be fearful. Why? Because somebody in authority is saying to be fearful. I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know what is the catalyst to help people be more curious about their situation, about what they're being asked to do.
Maybe we should have them watch the Dr. Seuss cartoons with the star-bellied sneetches, who are an example of privilege, by the way.
Maybe. Yeah. I honestly am asking. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Looking at it from the broad view, It seems to be separating into two camps.
Okay.
And the two camps kind of sort of appear to me like if you were to take a poll and get an honest answer, I think the mask wearers maybe are closer to the left side.
Yeah. Yeah. It does go down party lines.
They don't mind taking orders from the government because The government is their religion or their mom and dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whereas the independent thinkers, it's just looking that way and it kind of fits.
Yeah,
I'd be surprised if it didn't have, you couldn't draw a parallel, but yeah. We'll never know.
Yeah, so, I definitely think you can draw a parallel. Thank you. I really do. I mean, there's something there that just kind of screams, I mean,
I think there's a component of God in there, too.
Yeah.
You know, we live a very short period of time in the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have faith in God, you understand that when your time here on earth is over, there's a better life ahead.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in that and you think when you die here on earth, that's the end.
Right, right.
You have nothing.
But I see a lot of people that actually believe in God that will liken this to the scriptures they've read about as far as a plague goes. So they'll liken it to this plague, and they think a plague's going on, and they think that people know something they don't, and that a plague is at hand.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If the government and the media are both telling you that there's a plague, the likelihood of there not being a plague is about 100%, because when they're on the same accord, that's usually where I wouldn't go for some honest answers.
Yeah. Well, there's another issue, too, with
What's
the
that?
Plague.
Hmm.
The dead bodies we don't see.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
That pesky detail. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. 30 seconds.
Hey, good point, Uncle Milty. People are not dying left and right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just a quick thought to answer your question.
Uh-huh.
So my grandmother spent a lot of time in hospitals, and as a young child, I would go up with my mom to help with whatever was needed. And I got to learn a really important lesson, and I think that this is the problem when it comes to people's health in America.
Mm-hmm.
We have really dedicated and turned over everything to doctors, and we believe that they are God. And we have lost the ability to doctor ourselves. And my grandma, watching that, it instilled in me that I have to be the expert of myself, because the doctors made so many mistakes with her, ended up killing her. And I learned at a young age that you have to know how your body works. You have to know what medicinal, herbal, natural remedies will actually help.
Mm.
And we've got to be able to be proactive that way and really learn those skills, because there will come a time where we will have to doctor ourselves, and it's coming very quickly.
Thank you. I'll be right back. I'm going to play a clip, actually, on that same note. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We got Uncle Milty here, and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Yeah, they're pretty awesome. In fact, put my name in, K-A-T-E, as the code. Get 35% off and free shipping. What a great gift this makes for somebody. I'm telling you what, you know, you can get a lot of gifts for people, but can you hand them what it takes to increase their immune system? And I mean really increase it? This would be a great gift for somebody that you love. Make sure you're getting this to someone. And go into balanceofnature.com. 31 fruits and vegetables, 6 caplets a day, small caplets, easy to take, takes a second. Uncle Milty's even taken it. It's just awesome. And you will love this product. You noticed in about a week, it took me about a week and a half, closer to two, to start noticing these benefits of taking this product. And so please, by all means, what are you waiting for? Make sure you order extra too.
Yep.
Yep. 31 fruits and vegetables.
Because your wife might start stealing it.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. All right. I'll take a phone call, then I want to play a clip for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I feel like you're the last hope for us, okay?
You're so nice.
All the other people, mm-hmm. you know, even if they seem like they're good, they're always talking about, well, the vaccine's coming out pretty soon. I found, pulling up your video, mm-hmm. where Fauci states yeah. that don't wear the mask.
Yes.
These people don't even question it any further. When I walk into a store with no mask,
right.
I go, well, look at this. And I show them.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I know. That's why I don't want to wear it. They make me here. Is there any way of getting like a...
Just that clip?
A flyer or something.
A what?
That we could put out. Like, you could put it up on your website. We could print it off. I want my neighbors to know about it. I don't want to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
These people are like a bunch of sheep, and they're going to go do it.
Well,
and then, you know, if we had numbers, just like mm-hmm. Mark said...
Okay.
You know,
like a fact
some way
sheet.
Of getting this out to them all.
You want like a fact sheet that you could just give to people and drop off, right?
I want just, Kate Daly radio show
yeah,
on it because
okay.
I tell them all
okay.
that.
Aw, thanks.
But if it was
okay.
if it was all there,
right.
see, then they know where to go for the facts.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. I like that. Okay. I'm working on that. I'm also working on a vaccine video just about the vaccine, and it's very telling. So just so people understand what's in it, and it's really going to be good. So I'm working on that right
now. I will pass out thousands of your flyers.
Awesome.
I will let people know
okay.
about you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much. Makes me happy. We just want to be, you know, purveyors of truth. I mean, that's the only reason we do this, huh?
Yep.
Okay, let me play you this clip. Now, this might offend people, okay? I know that. I care. But anyway, I really don't care if people get offended. But I know this might because, it's the medical profession. Oh, my gosh. But I want you to know that I actually, when I listened to this from Dr. Lipton, it actually made a lot of sense, okay? And this can't be a broad brushstroke on every doctor because I know doctors that this doesn't apply to and I know doctors that it does. Here you go. Just listen up to this. I think you're going to be, just take in this point. This is Dr. Bruce Lipton. Here you go. He's been, working for, 45 years, 40 years? Anyway, here we go. Here we go.
So, Bruce, if I can just interject here.
That's Dr. Bitar talking.
Because this is such a critical part and I want to bring, you know, when you're talking to the people, the audience, you have to be cognizant of the audience, and the stupidest audience is always the medical profession. So I just want to bring this home. And yeah. I'm the only mm-hmm. clinician here, I can say that because and it's true because doctors, you know, they're not that, I don't find doctors that bright. People give me all these accolades and I'm like, it's not that I'm so good. It's just that I'm in a profession that's ridden with such incompetence, I just look good. So I just want to bring this clinical portion back because I know there's going to be doctors that are going to say, well, that's just theory of what Bruce is saying and that doesn't mean anything. But let me tell you something. When you have pregnancy, you do pregnancy tests. You look for human chorionic gonadotropin and you look for alpha fetal protein. Well, what are the other nonspecific markers of cancer that clinicians use when somebody is suspected to have cancer? Oh, alpha fetal protein and human chorionic gonadotropin. We're looking at the same exact clinical markers when we are looking for non-specific evidence of the oncogenic process. So Bruce, what you just said, you just gave the didactic explanation of something that clinic is observable, but there seems to be a huge interlude between a doctor or the medical profession taking some of this didactic stuff and then being able to extrapolate it into clinical application. So thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate that. And so I'm going to have to add this because you already brought it up, so I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
But I was a professor in a medical school for years. And I can tell you, there are some very bright medical students, but the average medical student is not that bright. And everyone says, oh, they're the smartest and brightest students. I say, no, they were selected on their ability to memorize, but to memorize.
It was one of the aspects. They're also like mules that they can really work hard. They have an endurance factor, you know, being able to work 24, 36 hours. Now, nobody's saying the doctors don't work hard, but that doesn't mean raw cognitive ability. That does not define intelligence. So continue, Bruce.
So basically, we have students that are medical doctors that learn by what? Downloading. Whatever I said 20 years ago to a medical student in medical school, I could give them a quiz today and they'll still get the answer right. Why? It's not a thinking, it's a memory disk of all the things. So if they didn't get an insight into what we're talking about in their basic education, then what we're talking about doesn't conform to their knowledge base. And they have been programmed, there's this knowledge base, and everything else is not relevant. And this is an unfortunate situation because I was involved with that process. What I taught them, they took down, turned it into concrete, and made a belief system, which then they carry the rest of their practice through.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because doctors are one of the harder groups to re-educate because if they already have an education, to challenge that without being in the classroom, it's like... It's
religion. It's religion at that point.
So
yeah. Interesting point,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Good memorizers. And there's not a lot of doctors, just like there's not a lot of people that are super curious and want to know and look at health. And I love the last caller that called in because she was talking about, do you know the health of your own body? That's what you need to invest time in, knowing your own body. Instead of just listening to somebody use you as a guinea pig, which can happen. Now, if I had an emergency, would I go off to a doctor? Yes, it depends on the emergency. And also, I have more, I'm more leery now than I've ever been. Because when I see what's going on with the fudging of numbers and the lying, and then, of course, people covering up for those lies, knowing that the hospitals are only 56% mm-hmm. full, but they're telling us they're full of COVID. When I'm looking at the lies, now I'm having a real tough time wanting anything to do with the medical profession because I've seen now this uglier side come out through COVID that I never expected. I just always thought that it was going to be more about truth than it was about spinning lies.
So you don't find you have a lot of confidence in a doctor, you know, who lies to you.
Thanks for wrapping that up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Fair warning.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
Yeah. And if somebody tries to make you.
I want to party with Sydney.
You want to party with Sydney? She is, isn't she? Thank you for that. Yeah, in fact, she's a bulldog. We had her on for her book when we had her on, and she was great, actually. She really is. I love her accent because I think it's disarming. Do you know what I mean? You hear that southern drawl, and I love it because then comes out the little fiery bulldog. But I really do want to know, just like John Rappaport wanted to know, where is the lawsuit, though? Where is it, and why hasn't it been filed? Now, I can see waiting for the states to wrap up the recount, but regardless, that lawsuit needs to be filed right now because that's huge. The Dominion system needs to be talked about, and all those years we talked about GEMS, the GEMS system, and we told people this on the show, and I remember getting emails, you know, that's a conspiracy. And the GEM system turned into Dominion. That's why when Sidney Powell was saying that votes were suddenly flipped and for Biden and more of them, that's what the software did on the back end. So of the GEM system. Anyway. Okay. So why do you think, and I loved the direction we were going on the medical field too, because it's been eye opening this year, has it not?
Mm-hmm.
Have you felt a little like, ooh,
well,
ouch?
Yeah. I've always been very curious about my own medical situations, though.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do a tremendous amount of research if a doctor mm-hmm. tells me I have something.
Right.
I don't just take their word for it. I look up symptoms.
Yeah. How many people do you think get second and third opinions?
A good 4 or 5%.
A good 4 or 5%. That would be an interesting statistic to know. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think a lot of people do. I don't think they're curious enough to. I would be. Because I think doctors are, you know, fallible. They can only go off what they know. And so I don't look at everything that they say as, you know, give them the God stature. Because I think that our bodies are so complicated that, and everybody's so different that I don't know that, no wonder it's like, well, I guess we can try this. I mean, how many times have you heard that when you went to the doctor?
You know, another thing is, though, is if you read about second opinions. Uh-huh. The majority of the literature on second opinion says they usually aren't very valuable.
Really?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Doctors will very seldom override another doctor's diagnosis.
Right. What's interesting in my own state, and I'm not quite sure if it's like this in the state you're in right now listening to this show from, but if you have a kid and they have cancer and you go to the hospital, when you go to the hospital, that first doctor gets to do what that first doctor wants. And if you try to say, you know, that you might want a second opinion, they might give you a very, very hard time about doing that. Mm-hmm. And I know somebody that they said, no, you can't. You have to go with what that doctor said in form of treatment. And so, you know, we're losing our autonomy when it comes to even how we're treated, much less our curiosity on how our bodies work and why. And I think that that's a real sad state of affairs. And I've noticed it more this year, of course, with the COVID overreaction ridiculousness. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got a minute. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. No, from Milty. Hey, hi. I just wanted to answer your question, or I had a thought on your question that you had.
Sure.
I think it's because people are tired, overwhelmed, and lazy.
Really? Okay.
I taught nutrition a lot and teach people, you know, how to eat healthy and stuff. And people don't want to know. They don't want to know all the statistics about this or that and percentage of, you know, if you eat this way or whatever.
Right.
They just say, tell me, I have a friend like this. She's just like, don't tell me all that stuff. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Wow.
So I think people are just, they're just, like I said, tired, overwhelmed, lazy with life.
Yeah, maybe
you know,
so.
Mom's raising kids. They got enough to worry about.
Maybe
you
so.
Know, they don't want to have to research anything.
Right.
Just tell me what to do.
No, it's a great point.
Anyway,
it's a great point. Thank you. Sad, but a great point.
You're welcome.
It's true. Yeah.
But it is a great point. But here's the fallacy.
Okay.
People like that who say, look, I don't want to know all that. Just tell me what to do. Don't do what you tell them to do.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Why do you think people, and you can answer this on the flip side of this break, why do you think people will just go along? Will go along with all this, even though right in front of their face, the obviousness, the blatant obviousness of what's actually happening after 10 months. We're not in this 14 days. I'm talking 10 months has happened. Why? Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks. At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore. No, these mandates aren't malicious. All your theories are fictitious. Stop the lies, stop the fights. No one's taking away your rights. All this speculation makes me need a flask. Come on and read some data. All you masturbators, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask.
Oh, don't you feel
it's
so good
mask,
about it now? Oh, dear Lord. Get me through. The propaganda. It's just a mask. You realize if they asked us all to wear helmets, everybody would be wearing a helmet right now. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
That's how insane everybody is. Oh, I feel like I'm living in the twilight zone. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on the Kate Daly Show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate and Milton.
Hi there.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I the great subject with the doctors, by the way.
Ah.
I want to bring up something that I learned from you.
Okay.
You mentioned this a long time ago. Why do you think they call it a practice? Because that's what they do.
Yep.
I learned that from many years ago, but I've always stuck that in my head. But the one thing that people aren't bringing up also is that they are owned by the drug companies.
Yes.
They are script happy.
Yep.
When you go to your primary, or if you go to a psych, or if you go to anyone, they've already got their tablet out or their little paper if they still use it, and they're ready to write you a script for it. Oh, you don't feel well, you feel depressed, boom, they're going to give you Xanax. Or they're going to, they are so willing because they depend upon the drug companies for money.
So true.
And they're in bed with them. And they were taught in college, you know, pharmaceuticals, your friend. And they treat the ailment. They do not treat the cause.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much. Really love the phone call. Thank you. That was awesome. Yep. And it is that they're practicing. It's kind of guinea pig central, but we don't really think of it in those terms. I mean, when that one doctor from Texas said the CDC told them at the beginning of all of this to put people on a ventilator, and he said, ventilator, why would I do that? That's dangerous. I mean, you're asking for the person's death. And he got curious, so he actually is the one that did budenocide instead.
Mm-hmm. But what happens when a doctor's patient...
Mm-hmm.
Is too ignorant to explain to the doctor what is going on with them.
That's true. So it's all open to interpretation is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I get that. Because somebody, if I described something as it hurts all the time, well, what does that mean? To me, it means it hurts every hour on the hour, not chronically hurting. Do you know what I mean? That interpretation can get kind of crazy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, hello, Kate, Uncle Milty.
Hi,
how are you today?
Hi there. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I've just been thinking. I was just driving around, noticing with all of these fast food restaurants, you can't go in. You got to go through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when you take your COVID test, you got to wait in line in a car.
Right.
And then you got all these things going on for the holidays, like a drive-through lighting thing and all that stuff. So, who's going to get blamed for the O2 that's going to be releasing and, you know, going to give us all this global warming? Who's going to be blamed for that, you know?
You're not supposed to bring that up, nor are you supposed to bring up all the plastic being used for the to-go containers. I mean, that is just like, not part of our conversation this year, apparently. damn society, right? Because in their eyes, you know, anyone that drops a napkin on the floor is a convict, but not this year. No. It's very strange. Mm. Very strange.
Oh.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I just thought I'd bring that
I think
up,
it's odd.
Sorry, I did now. I didn't want to, you know, raise your blood pressure.
I know, right? Thanks. Appreciate it. The whole show raises my blood pressure.
Yeah.
I can't help it. It is. It's really out there. Did you know that everything will be a virtual experience for the next 4 or 5 months? Everything. You want to go to a museum, you have to go online. You want to talk with a friend, you'll be online. If you want to watch a parade, you'll be online. Skype for Thanksgiving. People are actually doing that. They're moronic enough not to get together. And they'll do it on Skype. It's amazing to me what we will fall for and how we will curtail our lives.
You know, but since the beginning of the internet, there's been a group of people that do a lot of things online virtually that you would think is kind of strange, actually.
Yeah. This show is not for special vices. This show is talking about COVID. No, it's crazy. I was just noticing this whole, it's okay because you're online. Well, that's not the same as being there.
No, it isn't.
And smelling the smells and hearing the traffic and being somewhere and going out of your home and being with people, that's just not the same. You know, I have to Skype with my my little granddaughter, right? We have to Skype because we live far away from each other. It's just not the same as being with her. It doesn't matter how much we do that. It's still not the same.
Although with her, it's okay.
I'll take every 5 seconds I can get, but I'm just saying it's not the same. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I've been a big fan of yours for years.
Thank you.
I've thought about calling, but just haven't.
Well, I'm glad you did now.
You and
I'm glad you did. What's on your mind? Are you there?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry.
What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? The thing is that, you know, all this COVID stuff that started way back, and mm-hmm. I've been a nurse for 37 years,
wow.
and I've worked in ER and ICU,
mm-hmm.
and I remember when SARS came out, and we were all so scared to death of what was going to happen.
Mm.
And, you know, my son, there's a whole bunch of us that are nurses. I started it all.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago, when this first started, my son is in Naples, Florida, going to school to be a CRNA.
Okay.
And he was an ICU nurse,
good.
Too. But right in, this is what I can't believe, and I don't understand why nothing has ever been said. In the CDC, if you go to cdc.gov,
mm-hmm.
the CDC, there's a part in there that says CDC's works in antibody testing.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. the CDC is collaborating with other government agencies to evaluate the performance of commercially manufactured antibody tests.
Okay.
So if you test positive, okay,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I don't understand, a positive test result shows you might have antibodies from an infection with the virus that causes COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is a chance a positive test results that you have antibodies from an infection with a virus from the same family of viruses called coronaviruses,
mm-hmm.
such as the one that causes the common cold.
Yep.
Yep.
So, you know, I do not, and I have not heard a word about this, and I've known it for months and months because
mm-hmm.
I'm one of those nurses. I was an ER ICU nurse,
mm-hmm.
a chemo nurse, and I have never been able to figure out why in the heck no one has ever mentioned anything about this. So
we have
all these people that are being tested. Yeah. Well, I'm yeah. not talking about just you. I know,
yeah.
and I listen to you as much as I can. But I'm talking about the regular news that's on all the time.
Right, mm-hmm. I'm with you.
This it sickens me
it
because
does.
People are out there and don't even realize. And all these tests that come back positive, everybody's had a common cold.
Yep.
Everybody.
We have. Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
It's
and
so true.
That will show up on this test.
Yep.
And when you get somebody that dies from a heart attack and you test them,
mm-hmm.
well, hell.
I know.
It's going to show that they have it.
Yes.
Or they've had it, been exposed to it.
Did you know that in, like, my state, in the medical examiner protocols, it actually says, and I'll post this online, it actually says that if a person dies in a car crash, you might not be able to list them as with COVID as part of their death because you're going to test them for it. But you can list them in the cases. But you know what happens, though, right? They never come off the recovered list. They never come off the list at all or deemed recovered because of that.
But,
so,
yes,
it's because
they're
dead.
I live in your state.
Yes, yes.
I live in your state.
Yep. And so,
and I worked for IHC.
Right, right. So
for many years.
Hey, I totally get this, and this is exactly why I play the Kerry Mullis, the PCR test inventor, his clip all the time, is because people need to know, number one, the patent for this ridiculous COVID thing, it says common cold on the patent. Okay, so your reference to common cold.
There you go.
Right on. It says it on the patent. The other thing is the test was never meant to diagnose anything. Because you can say I want to test for SARS, and if we could actually have a SARS thing right now, and everybody has SARS, it doesn't matter because you can take one cell.
It's the same virus.
Yes,
yep.
Magnify it.
But
people think it's
virus.
Different. They think it's deadly.
I know. Well,
yep. And
yeah.
more people are dying from it, even though we have the same flu numbers as previous year. They rolled the flu numbers into this year now. So they haven't stopped season-wise. They just rolled it right on top of last season. And so as a nurse, I'm sure you're appalled as a nurse because there are too many in the profession that are appalled. Yeah.
I am. And you know what? It's even funny because I know you're talking about doctors earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of respect for some doctors and not so for a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, generally speaking, if you have a seasoned nurse that's been around,
uh-huh.
we all feel the same way.
I bet.
I bet. We do. And I even went to my dentist, and he asked me, he goes, so, Marcia, what do you think about all of this stuff?
Uh-huh.
And I kind of looked at him, and I told him, and he said, you know what? All of my patients that are nurses say the same thing.
Yep. Yep. And why are
and
they so quiet, though?
You know what I mean? Why?
I know. I don't understand.
I don't get it. Why are they so quiet? It makes them complicit because we're getting told in the papers and all over the country right now that hospitals are full and yada yada yada. The numbers don't reflect that from Health and Human Services.
No.
Why are they being quiet? Are they that afraid to lose their job?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You bet you. Yes, especially here in Utah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In St. George, mm-hmm. there is no competition. And let
right.
me tell you, that is 100%
that
right.
That is true.
You have
it's
to
a good
keep
point.
Your mouth shut.
Yep, that's a good point. It's a real good point. Thank
that's
you.
Why we need competition in town.
Yeah, thank you for that. I love your phone call. Thank you. Thanks for being a stand-up nurse. Really appreciate
so
it. You betcha.
Okay.
I love that. It's nice to hear from
yeah,
somebody in the profession. It just has amazed me, I guess, this year. I thought once the doctors finally got it, that they would start speaking out, especially with the second round here, the lockdowns, but that's not what we've seen, so that's why it's troubling.
But why aren't mm-hmm. there a lot of retired nurses and doctors speaking out that don't have a job to defend?
You're right. You're right.
They should be screaming from the rooftops.
I think they're in the same location. They're probably held at the same hotel that all of the GOP and Republican conservative politicians are at, the ones that are really quiet, too. It's just far, far away. In a far, far away land, they're not allowed to speak out, I guess. Because everybody's quiet as church mice. Why? Why are they so quiet? I don't know. I wish somebody could answer that for me. It'd be nice to know. You know, putting together even this vaccine video, it's so telling who's behind all this, what their ideas are. There's two very, mm-hmm. very distinct different kinds of vaccines. I mean, we have something coming down on us that is going to be mandatory, and we don't want to see it. We don't want to see it happening. We don't want to think we're actually going to go there, but we are. And for all the people that didn't believe me, when we both said on the air, we're going into another one of these.
Yep.
They're going to keep life so difficult and so uncomfortable that you're going to want the vaccine. So they have to go into this again. And a lot of people told me, honestly, they said, no, no way. There's no way that'll happen because people will rebel this time. They're not going to lose their businesses. No, they just will conform is what's going on. Yeah.
You mean you haven't seen them rebelling in the streets?
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, it's the truth, though. And I think that's, you know, that's one of our big problems, too, is we're just conforming, thinking that there's an end game and there's not. Hi, caller. You have about 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, Kate. Hey, Melty.
Hi.
You were talking earlier about, I sounded like you were saying, Kate, what's the end game?
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to quote Catherine Austin Fitz.
Oh, yes. She'll be on the show tomorrow.
You separate us from our divine intelligence and make us work and live in a machine where they can monitor and surveil us at every point.
Yes.
That's what social distancing is.
Yeah, you're right. You know what our kind of social distance is? Socialism distance. That's what we have. We have 6 feet to the nearest socialist.
We always distance ourselves as much as necessary, you know?
Oh,
we're Western
so
people and we do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's this whole you have to do it 6 feet.
It boggles one's mind that people actually fall for that. Hey, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Catherine Austin Fitz on the show tomorrow along with Greg Carpenter, the NSA guy. I have both of them on tomorrow to do part two on both of their shows that they did last
cool.
week. So, yeah, it'll be really, really good. Uncle Milty, can you believe that this day is through? I can't.
Yeah, I can believe it.
You can? I can't even believe it.
I can always tell because my stomach's
yep.
growling.
Two Oregon counties vote to consider seceding. Good, do it. We won't miss Oregon. That's good. Do it.
Yeah, they want to become part of Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we're talking about the election. So so that'll be very interesting to watch, you know, joining Idaho. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. We'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. Catherine Austin Fitz and, of course, Greg Carpenter tomorrow. You guys have a good one. Be faithful, be fearless, and I'll see you tomorrow.